Welcome back, everybody. Season 4 of The Swamp. This is Max Nellicott returning for another year, unfortunately. And I'm joined by Joel Menzies, back-to-back, mate. Welcome back.
Yep, another season contract. Looking for something more permanent, but
You're the first ever host to go more than one season, mate. So
I thought Joey Termine might have...
He only went the one, and then he stopped playing cricket altogether, so...
That's on Noman. No, we're back for another season. Season 4.
Season 4, massive. Season 4. I can't believe this has been going for 4 years. We'll see how many listeners we get this year before making a decision on season 5, I reckon. But yeah, obviously back on the weekend, mate. How did you find your first game back?
I was actually quite happy to be out there, to be completely honest.
Really?
Good to be outdoors, you know, with your mates playing cricket. Not going to the pub at 12 p.m.
It was
awesome. It was really good. Being around the lads for another season. It's been a good buzz around the club early on.
100%. Lots of numbers at training, which is always good.
And what about you, mate?
Yeah, it was
in
good.
A new role, which we'll discuss later.
Yeah, it was good. Good, nice, easy win. But we'll get into results later. But do you want to do the honours of introducing our first guest of the year, mate?
Yes, I do. Now, this has been a very arduous task, getting this man onto the pod.
Yeah.
Dealt with his agent, who's a very scrupulous man, Callum Sinclair, friend of the pod.
Right.
Had to negotiate, you know, appearance fees, when this man could actually get onto the podcast. But we finally locked him down. 4 seasons in, Zach Grunman-Pereira. Welcome to the pod finally, mate.
Good to be here. Just had prior commitments for the last 4 years on every Tuesday night. So
every Tuesday between 6:30 and 8.
Yeah, unfortunately couldn't make it, but it's good to be here. Yeah, shout out to Callum Sinclair for getting me here.
Yeah, awesome. Appreciate you coming on, mate. Obviously, how many years have you been back at the club now?
Four years now.
Okay, so you definitely have been.
He's been a hard man to lock down for a pod appearance.
I think that's about 40 episodes you've managed to get by us, but no, we finally got you. I think it was something in the contracts of being first 11 captain. You sort of got to come on, don't you? So well done on that role, mate. Do you want to talk us through how that one came about and how you're feeling for the season ahead?
I think once LJ had his... first child.
Yep.
Congratulations to ex-captain.
Yep.
His commitments probably went a bit elsewhere, which is more than fair enough, I would have thought. And I think they just got a call from Cam asking if I wanted to do it. And I was very, very happy and very pleased to
one phone call is all it took?
One phone call is all it took.
Yeah, nice.
Like Cam Christensen pulling the strings.
When Cam rings you, it's never a no.
True. That's very true. Obviously you returned 4 years ago. You were at Elsternwick a long time ago, weren't you?
First junior club.
Yeah, and what age did you leave us?
I left Elsternwick at 13.
13, wow.
13, yeah.
Wow. And you went to Premier or did you go to another club first?
I feel like these are loaded questions.
That was a loaded question if everyone heard one.
And I feel like this is why I've dodged the pod for 4 years, but it's just a gotcha podcast. I went to just a local team down the road.
Yeah, well, who are they?
What's
plenty of new listeners.
Yeah, a well-known club to Elsternwick. Local rival, I believe.
Really?
One of the local rivals.
Who was it?
Wasn't South Caulfield.
Okay. fair enough, mate. Well, not really fair enough, but good to have you back, I suppose.
To be fair, there's a lot of flags in Caulfield at the moment across South End Caulfield. The flags are waving, so...
Yeah,
that's true. We'll gloss over that sort of part of your career. You went to play Premier for a little bit?
Yeah. Followed LJ again, been called LJ's cousin for a fair bit of my career.
That's a good title, actually. I'm going to do that.
Honoured to have that title. Followed into Dandenong and mainly played in the twos and threes and, had a great, I think it was 5 years there, and then come back.
Reasons for coming back? Just back to the roots, mate? Or?
Yeah, back to the roots.
Other reasons?
No, I think my Premier career was slowly dying along with my knee at the time.
One knee?
Did you tell that to Elsternwick before they signed you up? Or?
They knew. Okay, it was in the contract. Callum Sinclair knew as well.
There was no medicals. Knee's fine.
Luckily, there's no medicals. I thought it was... Had a really good time at Dandenong and they were going through a bit of a phase where a lot of my good mates were leaving as well. So I thought, no better time to come back to Elsternwick.
Yeah, no, and how have you found it since you've been back? So you've been here, what, fourth season now?
Fourth season. Absolutely loved it. It's good to see, I know I left, 13 years ago, but a lot of the same old faces are still here, which is a testament to how good the club is, that it keeps the same people here. But yeah, it's been amazing to reconnect with old mates and people like Cam and yeah.
Yeah, because really you came with obviously LJ and Das at the same time, didn't you? Yeah. So it's quite an influx for Elsternwick at the time.
It's a big off season. I remember Marksy calling me up, telling me all about it. I think it was COVID, wasn't it, that year?
It was.
Yeah. I was getting calls from Marksy fairly regularly.
Yeah. Because I came the same year, I kept saying signed.
He wasn't calling me about you, I'll tell you.
there was no wasted social media on Jay Menzies, that's for sure. There was a 45-minute call.
It should have been,
I just want to pay subs. I'll play whatever grade. Yeah. Like, I actually want to give you money.
But since coming back, as this year as well, the vibe around the club is just infectious, I reckon. Yeah, it's just so much fun.
Yeah, it's definitely probably been one of the biggest pre-seasons I think I've seen. It's just gone up and up and up every year, hasn't it? Which has been really good to see. But we might get into a bit more about the captaincy, mate. So how are you finding it so far? Now, we'll get to the results soon because I know it was a good weekend for Grundman. But how are you finding it so far around the team, the role itself, selections?
Yeah, it's good. I did a little bit of it last year when LJ got injured. And it was a very good experience then. Taught me a couple of things. And now this year, it's good to have people like Cam and TC and LJ and Das, people who play a lot of high-level cricket for a long time, if I'm struggling with something, just to lean on, which has made it a lot easier. But, yeah, it's difficult. It was difficult at times. Standing at mid-off next to Curry, wanting to bowl slow ball and then bouncer and then anything other than a stock ball and off stump. But it's gonna have its challenges, but it's gonna be a lot of fun as well.
Have you done much captaining before, or is this sort of your first proper go?
First proper go. I mean, everyone has their rotation policy under 12s and under 14s.
Yeah, I've captained.
But yeah.
Also negotiated by C. Sinclair.
But this is my first proper go.
Yeah, nice. And tell us what you're sort of expecting from the ones this year. Obviously, we've got another strong team. A lot of returning players. You know, you've got Finn coming back. TC, obviously, coach this year as well. Probably touch on that a bit later as well. But, yeah, really strong side. So what are you sort of expecting? And if there's anyone, you know, coming through that you think's going to have a standout year?
Yeah, obviously we finished second last year, which was a really good effort in itself. Unfortunately, lost our first final. To Ormond, which was, a bit heartbreaking. But I think we have a very balanced team. We have a team where anyone from 1 to 11 can win you a game and have impact that day. So I think if you have that, you can really build on it. And I expect and hope that the team can go a couple steps further this year.
100%.
Yeah, because it was actually quite a good final against Ormond, because I remember everyone was on the hill watching the threes on this ground and then the ones. So seeing all you boys run up was really good. Yeah. Look, in terms of heartbreak. It was heartbreaking. But it was good for the club, seeing everyone watching. But players to watch, mate. So we'll get into that. Mm. Who's on kind of your thoughts about players who will go really well this year? So some up-and-comers.
Obviously, you have your big names in. I don't know if we get into the results there, but LJ on the weekend just made a wicket that was fairly tricky. It looked like the flattest road of all time.
He always does. It's actually annoying.
So if you have that in your team, I think you can win from any position. But then Paddy Hibbard, nice young 17-year-old, thinks he bowls like Brett Lee, but maybe a little bit slower. But he was very impressive on the weekend. Kept their bat, who was a very good batsman and who was seeing them well, bowled maiden after maiden, took his first 11 wicket, had the chest out, and I think get games under his belt, he's going to be really impressive.
Yeah, nice.
What about you, Maxie? Players to watch?
Yeah, for the lower grades, put me on the spot a bit here, but obviously, you got your younger guys that are getting bigger as they naturally do, so look out for, your Noah Portelli's, Will Norton, played twos on the weekend. A couple of new guys, so Aryan Verma is a 15-year-old from Wesley boy.
Yep.
Good to have a couple of Wesley boys.
Little plug.
He actually came up to me. He said, "Are you the Max Nellicott? You know,
yeah.
Sort of top run scorer 2018. Oh. Sort of Max Nellicott, Wesley College."
Is the name on the board?
Yeah. There's a couple of photos of me up in the reception.
How did the team go that year?
I think we came third actually, which is actually pretty good for Wesley. To be honest.
Individual accolades for Max, mate.
Yeah. I can't remember the exact amount of runs and average, but yeah, I don't know where we came. That's a joke, by the way, for anyone that doesn't know me. But yeah, there's lots of younger guys coming through. Jack Ridley kept really well for the threes on the weekend, so really exciting. And yeah, hopefully we keep him for a few more years.
Mm.
We should probably get into results. Zach, if you want to go through the ones, Joel obviously twos and I can do the threes and we'll work out the rest later.
Yeah, so the ones, we travelled our home game at Werribee.
Yeah.
So nice home game. Yeah. Quick little side story, went and did the toss. Toss a coin up in the air. Werribee captain calls heads. Coin just lands on its side because we did it in the lush green. We did it on
wow.
And I'm looking down like, oh, that's landed on its side. And next I know, Werribee captain just goes, "Yep, we'll have a bowl, thanks." And shakes down by his hand, and I'm like, okay. Was I batting?
Were you gonna bat?
No, we were gonna have a bowl. I think. Hopefully with time, I get to learn a couple of the tricks like that.
That's great. We'll be bowling next trap time. For new players.
That is really good.
Yeah. So we batted first, got off to a bit of a shaky start with Tom Cooper absolutely plumb LBW, given not out, and then he ran out of his crease and first slip through the stumps down and run out in the first over.
There was no frog box, unfortunately. I was really keen to watch
Tom,
that.
Tom Besto.
Tom Besto.
And then lost Finn early, and then LJ and TC consolidated, and by that, TC looked really good while LJ was at the other end just hitting sixes. and then middle order batted really well. Das was probably the standout. He did what Das does. He looked really good throughout and then accelerated and we ended up on a score of 180, which was, or 185, which was, I thought, a little bit above par with how the wicket started. And then in our bowlings, the wicket probably flattened out more than I thought it would. And it looked pretty good to bat on. We bowled really tight. I thought all the bowlers did a good job. And then, yeah, just took some wickets at a crucial time and got there, both set batsmen out and kept them to 170.
Who got those wickets? I didn't see the scores, so just obviously.
Didn't see the scores?
No.
I think, Paddy Hibbert, shout out, took his first wicket. Jack Phillips took his first wicket in the ones.
Awesome.
That
wasn't a debut, was it, for Phillips?
No, he played one his last debut was in the final last
year. Oh, okay, yeah. Nice.
No, and then Das took two, and then a run out, and then I was lucky enough to another loaded question.
I've got the stats here. 6 overs, 4 for 27.
Wow, yeah.
Not bad.
Bit going on in those 6 overs for 27.
Was 1 over went for 10, unfortunately. was lucky for the first wicket. Hip high full toss and he chopped on somehow.
Oh, how good.
And then was lucky enough to get a couple more.
Yeah, nice. Well done.
Thank you.
Very good. What, into the twos?
Yeah, go for it.
Maybe keep this one brief. So the twos, we had our away game at HTO. Haven't played at HTO since Brunswick.
Yeah.
That one's game. Yeah. Good average for Menzies, 65 coming into the match. The happy hunting ground, homes, Todd.
Yeah.
But no, an unreal ground. But look, we batted first and we played like a team it was the first game of the season, to be honest. We probably struggled a little bit. We had, we just never really built any momentum in the batting innings. Like every time we built a little bit of momentum, we'd lose a wicket or two and we'd just be back to the start. I mean, Lockie Baker did well for 20 and Mick Edwards for 30 until he almost pulled his back out trying to slog sweep someone onto St Kilda Road.
It's quite tempting.
Yeah. Well, there was actually an auction going on over there at the same time.
Very loud.
Bids. So, look, bowled out on, 9 wickets down for 130, probably at least 40 under par at least. And then just never really got going with the ball either. They batted well, got an early wicket for Hawley, but then they just consolidated and they had a guy in the middle hit 67 off 50 who absolutely pogoed us everywhere. It was quite hard to watch actually, but batted really well. But no, we'll regroup for week two, a two-dayer I believe this week. But yeah, always next week, so we'll look ahead to that.
Yeah, nice. Well, not nice, but thank you for that summary. So no the worries. Threes, we played on Sunday against Moorabbin. Tommy Ashman lost the toss, so I'll be taking over that duty from now on. They batted first, which is quite surprising from Moorabbin. They usually try bowl and, yeah, you could probably work the rest out. But then we bowled really well, to be honest. Kept them to 121 off 45, which is always pretty good at HTO, to be honest. Jordan Fowler opened the bowling, bowled really well. 9 overs, 1 for 12. They couldn't hit him anywhere, to be honest. Tommy Ashman, Fonda, Sandy all got a wicket. Jacko came in and got a wicket. And Raj bowled well as well, 2 for 22 off 7. And Noah was probably our best bowler, but he was the only one that didn't get a wicket, which was funny.
Raj Kuva, always in the wickets.
He is.
The best hair at the club as well. Yeah. Just amazing.
It is really nice. I've never thought about that, but yeah. Well, I might go tell him.
Maybe we can do the best hair 11.
Yeah.
Reuben Ford.
I'd definitely be in there. Then, yeah, we came out to bat. I was saying to the guys at the break, it's probably going to be a bit of a slog. Like, it was a pretty hard wicket to bat on. But then, yeah, Paddy Holmberg just came out and does what he does against Moorabbin and made 76 off 44.
Wagon wheel from cover. Yeah. Yeah.
Cover. It was fun to watch. But, yeah, we chased it down in 14 overs. He hit 15 fours and a six. So if you do the maths, if you do the maths, he got six runs that weren't fours or sixes, which is good.
That's what a Wesley College.
Yep, yeah. You don't make the honour board for no reason.
Education gets you. Quick maths.
Yeah, there you go. And then Jacko,
money well spent.
Jacko, real unlucky, got an in swinging full toss, probably pretty close to his waist, and he tried to get out of the way and hit it straight up in the air.
Is he still using Cuzzo's bat?
Yeah, he is. He's got a new one, actually.
Cuzzo.
Yeah. Plug for Cuzzo.
But yeah, he said he was doing a bit out there when he got out for four.
Yeah.
And then Noah finished with 34 not out. Good to see him make some runs. But yeah, pretty easy win, to be honest.
Yeah, very good. Look, I can get into the fours if you want, because it's quite an interesting performance in the fours. So they were one wicket down for 240, the Elswick team. Brian Hammer, a sneaky retired, not out, 52. I'm told by a reliable source, back injury. So he walked off injured, but was retired, not out. A. Verma?
That's Aryan, yeah, the young guy.
42 off 115. 15, is he?
15, yeah.
Yeah, well,
nine.
Did really well. 42, not out. But the big story, Will Long.
Yeah.
So noble of Brian to walk off.
Big story.
It's a huge story in the fourth. Look, I wasn't sure how I felt about it, seeing W. Long's name in the fourth on the team sheet. But 85 off 43.
Yeah.
With 12 fours and four sixes.
Yeah. The poor Moorabbin team, they've probably been looking forward to it all year. Yeah.
I'm told he got a peach.
Oh, really?
No. He told me he tried to hit one off middle and leg through back point. Got bowled.
I spoke to him before and asked him if he hit any out of the middle, and he said not one. Not one came out of the middle.
Yeah, right. He doesn't have to for him. Yeah. Especially on that ground.
No, well, this is at Ormond, wasn't it? He said, there are a couple of services to Flinders that were disrupted. he was putting them on the train lines.
Yeah.
And then following up with the ball, it looks like the wickets were shared around. Aryan, another 2 for 27 off 4.
Yeah, nice.
Ruben Retief, 1 for 17. Ethan, yes.
Pommy.
I'm told he bowled really well, Ethan. Mm-hmm. And S. Vernon. Another new player.
Yeah.
Yeah, 1 for 19. But no, great work from the fours.
Yep.
Good result.
Definitely, and I can go through the fits quickly as well. They played the mighty Emmanuel South Oakley seconds, who batted first. 6 for 205 they made. 3 for Ange. 3 for 45 off 7. And then batting-wise, we made 7 for 164. Max Flavel, I believe, made 28. Hayden Thompson, 43. Very consistent Hayden, isn't he?
He's always there.
He's always in the runs. And then Mickey Kayser, 70 not out, if you don't mind.
Yeah. Oh.
5 fours and 3 sixes.
Probably high score for the club, I'd say.
Yeah.
Mm.
But, yeah, they made 164, didn't quite get there, but only 7 down, so I suppose not too bad of a first game out.
Yeah, not a bad effort from the whole club.
Yeah, so 3 wins and a couple of losses, but, Werribee a good team, so one's did well, 2's got next week.
All right.
Who have the ones and twos got next week?
Hoppers.
Hoppers Crossing.
You're at Hoppers too, aren't you, in the ones?
Back over the bridge for a couple more
two
weeks.
2 in a row, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's like the twos, all the west sides. We're chilling over at Elstonwick, so.
Yep.
Sorry, ones. Yeah. But We might get into the how good to finish off. So we'll go to our guest, Zach. How good, mate? What have you got for us?
My how good for the week was seeing Paddy Hibbert take his first wicket in the ones. Very, very passionate kid. Got a nice little stud in the ear. Comes trundling in, hits him with the pad right in front. Massive appeal. And then just once that finger goes up, just chest out, Freddie Flintoff arm goes That's out great. And just goes, come get me, boys. Come get me. Someone get to me. That's out.
I heard there was a similar instance of a catch that was taken.
Yeah.
From yours truly, yeah. Zach Rundman.
Very contentious. I thought I'm taking a screamer. I'm sort of left hand diving. No one else getting to that. Take the catch, run off, like someone try and chase me. Can you believe what happened? Get back in the huddle and it's just like, why the hell didn't you go with two hands? That was right next to your body. I was like, what do you mean? Couldn't believe it. I thought I was just taking catch of the century. And
on the Werribee airstrip.
Yeah. I thought. But yeah, no, not to be. Apparently to be. Just a regulation catch that I made that put prayer. A lot of mayo on.
Tough crowd.
Tell you what's not a how good, the bloody basketball walking past every...
We'll get to the net.
Yeah. This young lady clearly doesn't know there's a high-tech podcast going on in here, so apologies if you can hear that in the background. My how good, besides my one-handed left-hand screamer...
allegedly.
Off Timmy Fonda.
Oh, yeah. No prop box. Yeah. No reliable witnesses.
Direct hit run out as well with half an arm. Just put that in there. No, mine was just seeing all the new guys... perform really well in their first game, especially in the threes. Fowl was really good. Fortunately, Sud didn't get a go. Thanks for coming, but he was next in. But yeah, he really excited
team,
to see him.
Team
back
pay,
next
thanks
week.
You.
But yeah, in the fours as well, Arian, two bowlers, Sam and Ethan did really well. Not sure if there are any other new guys for
Tanish,
yeah.
Bowled very well.
He bowled well, yeah.
Bowled very well.
Tough time to bowl, I think, as well for him. So, no, it was good to see everyone get involved and hopefully it continues as the basketball comes back past. Jolly, you got anything for us?
I do. The debut of Will Norton in the twos. Now, I had the privilege of giving throwdowns before the match.
Another passionate kid.
Yeah, arguably the best throwdowner at the club, but I was throwing the noughts, and he was just absolutely moosing them back at me. Yep. I was like diving for cover. I was like, I cut out for this, but he was absolutely whacking them. Looked comfortable in the middle, sadly didn't go on with it, but no, really good around the team. Even in the fine session, it was close to bullying by Cooper Davies, if I'm honest. But took it like a champion.
Had to take his run out on someone, didn't he?
Yeah. First ball of the season for Coops. Thanks for coming, mate. Pretty unlucky. But no, Will Norton starting in the twos was really good to see. It's good to see the juniors coming through.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Fixtures?
Hey?
Fixtures?
Fixtures.
Hoppers, you got?
Yes.
Hoppers.
I don't know if we'll be on Elsmick 1 this week. I'm not sure how
it's
going
up. No, I don't think we'll be on Elsmick 1.
Yeah, okay.
You'll be HTO.
Yep.
Jolly. Threes and fours are playing Endeavour Hills. Threes are away, which is... Yeah, it's not great.
Bit of an endeavour to get to,
hey? Yeah, that's it. bit of rain about on Friday, though, so...
Yeah.
If it does rain...
And the ones at Hoppers.
At Hoppers.
We're told by a reliable source, good ground.
Good ground.
Apparently good little sports club there.
I've never played there, unfortunately.
I've never played there at myself. No.
Well, guess you'll find out.
I'll be on the pod next week.
We'll get the
pitch report. Yeah.
Yeah.
The pitch report.
The fits, do we know who the fits have got? I think Ange is in there somewhere, but luckily I've got it in front of me. The fifths have Hampton away on Sunday. Ah, the women. We should touch on the women as well, who had their first game on the weekend.
Oh, yes.
Coached by TC as
well. Yes.
He's
a big man.
He said they were up against a good team. So yeah. A few fill-ins this week as well. So Richmond Union, they played. We got 171 for 2, and Elsmick came in afterwards and got 2 for 67. So... only 2 wickets lost, which isn't too bad at all, considering a few fill-ins. But yeah, what's happened over there, Zach?
Nothing.
Okay, sorry, he was just making some funny faces. anyway, I think that just about wraps it up, Jolly. Unless you've got anything else to touch on.
No. It was a good first episode back, season 4.
Yeah,
it's been good. 4 seasons. Yep. Who would have thought?
Yeah.
Start. Start
bloody basketball.
Bloody
basketball. Yeah.
Anyway.
Sign off with the basketball.
Well, thanks for coming on, Zach. Really appreciate it, mate.
Yeah, thank you very much, mate.
Thanks for having me.
Good luck for the season.
Thank you.
You got any recommendations for next episode?
Who we could bring on?
Yeah.
Put
you on the spot a bit here, but...
You really have to be on the spot, haven't you?
As he scans the net.
We got a new English lad, Big Robbie. I reckon could blow up the pod, either in a good way or a bad way. I don't know.
I've spoken to Partridge.
Yeah.
I've said, mate, keep your schedule open.
Yeah, good.
I just don't know if it's too early.
Yeah, let's get him a game first.
One day.
All right, thanks, Grunters.
Have a good one.
Thanks, Cal.